He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the May 29th. It's a live edition. Of course, we're getting real close to the end of the month here. Not quite the end of the quarter. That'll come in 4 weeks, and that's when all of this earnings reports and GDP reports, they start up all over again. Well, let's see how we're doing today. We're not doing too bad here. We've got the Dow up 21 points right now. The Dow is at 16,654, which is not too far from its all-time high, but flat on the year. You know, we're just trendless here. They're sleepless in Seattle. We're trendless in Manhattan this year. We just can't get anything going. Although the emerging markets here, I see pretty good rally in the emerging markets today. That's what I like right now. The NASDAQ is up 15 points this morning. It's at 4,240. The S&P 500 is up 4.5. It's at 1914. And that, my friends, is a new all-time record. Does somebody have a bell to ring? We actually do have a bell in our office. We had a salesman one time that worked for us for about 3 weeks. And when he brought the bell in and started ringing it every time he got a sales, that got a little bit old, and he no longer works for us. That bell, I think he rang my bell just a few times. I'm trying to focus and concentrate and pick stocks here and manage portfolios. I don't need a bell ringing in my ear. We have the gold market. Man, gold continues to get slaughtered. $1,255. Who's the guy who's been keeping you out of gold for the last 2.5 years? Well, most of the pundits out there are trying to sell you gold coins. Crude oil, 102.97. I still like the energy stocks. The euro's at 1.36. And the 10-year yield is at 2.43% this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And while they may be sleepless in Seattle, we continue to be trendless in Manhattan, where the New York Stock Exchange is. American stocks, the U.S. markets are just kind of flatlining it right now, a sideways trend. I know you're hearing the news, new highs, but if you look at the Dow, it's not even up 1% on the year. Ditto the NASDAQ. It's pretty much a trendless sideways market here in the United States of America. And for that reason, you know that I've gone elsewhere for the most part. I still have a lot of exposure to U.S. stocks, mainly in the energy patch and low PE type semiconductor technology stocks. But I also have a lot of money that I've moved overseas. And I see those markets are looking pretty good here today. Nice little rally in the emerging markets, in the foreign markets. I just think there's better opportunity right now in those areas of the market. Well, let's take a look at why. Well, you know what? We had GDP reported here in America several weeks ago, -0.1%, slightly negative. That's the first negative number since, I believe, 2011. And, of course, we have a lot of excuses. We had the snow. We had the blizzards. We had gridlock at the airports. We had gridlock on the roads. Very difficult to get to the shopping mall, although I don't know how many people go to the shopping mall anymore. It's just as easy to sit at home and go online on Amazon.com or whatever your favorite shopping website is. So I don't know that the rain and the snow and the blizzards held us up that much, but apparently it did, because that is being shrugged off that we had a first quarter, which has now been revised downwards to -1%. That's right. The first quarter of this year not only saw no growth in our economy, but it saw negative growth. It saw contraction in our economy, down 1%. You say, well, why isn't the market reeling like a drunken sailor because of this report? Well, because the economists are blaming it on this and they're blaming it on that, and we'll see if they're right or not. You know, like I've said here many times in the last several days, that this coming quarter, this report's going to be very, very important. It comes up in about 5 weeks as to how we did for the second quarter of 2014. We now know that the first quarter was negative, minus 1%. And economists will say, well, now there's a lot of pent-up demand. People that weren't able to get out there to the shopping malls and whatnot, they're now going to scurry and buy double this quarter of what they would have bought in the first quarter because of that pent-up demand. Well, only time will tell, and we'll see where that second quarter of 2014 comes in at. If you look at the bond market, where we see a 10-year yield right now of 2.43%, I don't think the bond market is feeling really comfortable with where we're at in the economy right now. I listened to this very discussion last night, or late afternoon yesterday on CNBC. Larry Kudlow was leading the discussion among several other so-called market experts, economists, and they were trying to figure out why interest rates are so low right now. It's defying logic. It's defying gravity. It's defying almost everybody's predictions for 2014 that we'd see higher interest rates. And here we are at 2.43% after beginning the year at almost 3%. What gives? And you know what the final analysis was of all of these experts? We don't know. They did not have a good reason as to why interest rates were lower, which I've always said, interest rates are extremely difficult to predict. In fact, impossible to predict, I would say. I used the analogy yesterday and the example yesterday of the bond king, Bill Gross. He's been predicting higher interest rates for the last several years, and he's been wrong. Here's the guy who should know more about interest rates in the bond market than anybody in the world, and he's been wrong. So, you know what? As far as you and I trying to predict which way interest rates are headed, that's a loser's game. But suffice it to say, I'm still much more a fan of stocks and equities than I am of the bond market. I'm a believer in the equities market right now. I don't like the prospects, the long-term prospects for interest rates going forward. I do like the prospects for equities and dividend-paying stocks, however, going forward, especially those outside of the United States right now, and especially those that pay big dividends, and especially those that come from the value side of the ledger versus the growth side of the ledger. So at least that's where I am on this entire debate. If you ask me why interest rates are so low right now, I'd say, hey, you know what? It's good news if you're a home buyer. It's good news if you're an automobile buyer. I'm seeing several of the automobile dealership stocks. I own one. I own Asbury Automotive Group, which is hitting new highs these days. And I'm seeing several other auto-related stocks that are doing very well here. I own Magna International, MGA. Which is also doing very well in 2014. They're doing well because of low interest rates. People are more inclined to go out and finance a car or finance a home when interest rates are low. But my answer to the question, if they wanted my 2 cents or 1 cent, whatever, I think it's because the market sees a slowing economy. I mean, you got to be worried about a negative print in the first quarter of 2014. And you got to be chewing your fingernails just a little bit before the next GDP report, especially if you're this administration and you've got an election coming up in November. You certainly don't want to see an economy that's stalling out right before the November election. So, you know what? Only time will tell. Someday we'll know why interest rates are so low right now. There's something out there lurking in the future that is sending these interest rates low, that's making them defy gravity at the current time, and we'll just have to see where this all ends up. In the meantime, my asset allocation is currently all stocks. I have no gold. Thank heavens. I have no bonds. I just don't like the prospect for long-term interest rates. And I have a much bigger exposure to companies and markets outside of the United States. I own a little Australia, I own a little Singapore, I'm a world traveler this year, I own a little Brazil, I own a little Mexico, and I own a little India. We're getting into some spicy stuff here. We're spicing up our portfolios this year. I see better opportunities abroad right now. And I'm also looking at China. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. But I must use the wrong call. Hitters in a bad place. And I wonder what it's good for. I've been in a right place.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market? And being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? We're going to take a look at some stocks here, or at least a couple, that I find to be very favorable right now, despite a very, very much sideways kind of trend that we've been in now, really since February of this year. But there are good opportunities out there, and in fact, I had the lead article, the headline article on Dow Jones Market Watch yesterday about one of my favorite stocks at the current time. And you can check that out. Google my name, Bill Gunderson, Market Watch. Yesterday, talking about the chainsaw stock that I've talked about here in the past, Renting Chainsaws, United Rentals. And you can read that research, that article that I wrote about United Rentals, which is a position that I have here at Gunderson Capital Management. But there's others that I like right now, right here in the United States, that continue to fly high, that continue to hit new highs. I'll be boarding an airplane here in a few hours from now, heading hopefully to do a little fishing on Saturday. But I will be managing the portfolios on Friday, and I will be writing the newsletter. Can't miss that. But the airline stocks have done really, really well. You know, I can remember a time when I said to myself, I would never own an airline stock. That's like a graveyard. Bankruptcies. Look at the companies and the airlines that used to be that are no more. Does anybody remember TWA? And I could go on and on with airlines that once existed, or airlines that have been bailed out or were in deep trouble and had to file for bankruptcy. And yet there's been some stellar performers over the years that have never had those kind of difficulties and instead have produced stellar returns for their investors over the years. I was in Las Vegas about 3 weeks ago, and I was giving my little spiel there on some stocks that I liked at the current time. And we had quite a few people from Seattle at that little seminar that I was doing, that little panel discussion that I was doing. And I asked them, how did you get here to Las Vegas? And yeah, several of them said, we flew Alaska Airlines. And I said, I'll bet you didn't realize that Alaska Airlines, ALK, is one of the best stocks in the entire market. The guy said, well, they lost my luggage. I don't know, but care about your luggage. That's all I care about is the stock. As an investor, I'm looking at it from an investor's point of view. Here's a company that was making 6 cents per share in 2008. Of course, the financial crisis was very hard on the airline stocks. Business travel probably came to a screeching halt during that period of time as companies had to rein in expenses. Now, Alaska Airlines expected to make $8 per share. And it's been a steady incline in earnings growth. They've gone from 6 cents in earnings back in 2008 to $1.23 in earnings, to $3.57 in earnings. This is per share. Then they went to $4.73 per share in earnings, and then they went to $5.40 per share. This year they're expected to make $7 per share, and next year they're expected to make $8 per share. I would defy you to find many tech stocks out there or many high-flying glamour stocks that over the last 5 years have delivered 52% per year growth in earnings. That's pretty sensational. Not only has it been phenomenal growth, but it's been very steady growth, quarter by quarter, year by year. And in the CAN-SLIM formula, which is put forth by the Investor's Business Daily and William O'Neill, he likes explosive quarterly earnings growth, and he likes explosive annual earnings growth, and he likes growth in top-line sales. Well, 52% per year over the last 5 years puts Alaska Air at or near the top of its class, doesn't it? Did you realize this? I mean, how many times have you seen an advertisement for Alaska Airlines, or how many times have you flown on Alaska Airlines? I've written many research reports and articles on Alaska Airlines over the last couple of years extolling the virtues of this stock. And guess what? It's hitting a new all-time high once again today, because earnings growth translates into stock price appreciation. What do you think the stock has been doing over the last 5 years while earnings have been growing by 52% per year? The stock has been appreciating by 67% per year. You see the strong correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation? Earnings have been growing by 52% per year over the last 5 years, and the stock's been appreciating by 67%. And when you compare that with the stock market, the S&P 500, while Alaska Air has been appreciating by 67% per year, the market's only been going up by 16% per year. That's a fourfold better return than what the market has returned. I know, we're looking backwards. What good do the past 5 years do? You're looking in the rearview mirror. Well, okay, let's take a look at a couple of other things here. Let's look at the most recent 12 months, where we've seen Alaska Airlines go up another 79%. Boy, these are some pretty happy investors. This has got to be some crackerjack management running this airline. I don't know if they're nickel and diming you to death for every little piece of luggage, renting out pillows, renting out headphones, $5 for a beverage. I don't know, but they're making money. That's all I know. And those earnings are growing. Let's look into the future. I don't have a crystal ball, but I do have analyst estimates that I can look at. There's a lot of analysts that cover this stock. Alaska is currently trading at 12.4 times forward earnings. That's in my sweet spot in 2014. I don't like expensive stocks in 2014. I like low PE, and Alaska certainly fits that particular criteria. And I like stocks, if I can find them, that are trading at a discount to their growth rate. Alaska is expected to grow their earnings by 14% per year over the next 5 years. It's currently trading at a discount to its growth rate, 0.88. Alaska, in my book, still has a nice valuation on it. Pays a little dividend. I have it in my income portfolio. It's hitting new highs today. Very strong stock chart. Out of 3,844 stocks, believe it or not, an airline stock, a one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, is currently ranked at number 4. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Right.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. And let me turn up my local there. There we go. That sounds a lot better. And I got to turn the camera back here to the... they've put a Skycam in my office here at Gunderson Capital Management. I have a view of the entire city here. Quite a downtown panorama, and there we go. I have two GoPro cameras now in my office, and one is me, which isn't such a great scene, but that one broadcasts live to Channel 6. Nope, we're not getting any signal there, doggone it. They still have a problem with their GoPro cameras. When this stock goes public, I'm not so sure about GoPro, because it... I'm having trouble with these GoPro. Switching from one camera to the other is not quite working here. Anyways, we're back. We're talking about stocks. I just took my 2 minutes and I talked about a company with local flavor, Costco. Costco's in the news today. Costco, what is this, Seattle Day? Isn't Costco headquartered? I believe Costco's headquartered. In Seattle also, right? Yes, it is. Let me just make sure of that. Yes, it is. Issaquah, Washington, which I'm sure is not too far from Seattle. But Costco does have San Diego ties. We had a company down here that was started by Saul Price by the name of Price Club. And I, you know, I've been shopping at Price Club, or had been shopping at Price Club for many years. Costco came along, became a competitor to Price Club. They were kind of like Home Depot and Lowe's for a short period of time, duking it out, trying for the next great location. Then pretty soon I think they decided, you know what, let's just team up here. I think we can do a whole lot more together than separately fighting each other. And so Costco is now a $50 billion company. What a great idea. You know, a membership, a club that you could go to where you could buy, you know, you feel like you're a restaurant buyer. You know, I can buy all of these things at discount prices that restaurants are able to buy. And I always end up buying something that I don't quite need, you know, like a gallon of raspberry chipotle sauce. What am I going to do? You're going to have to cook up 100 pounds of chicken on the barbecue to use a gallon of raspberry chipotle sauce. I remember one time I ended up with 2 gallons of pepperoncinis. And that big jar of pepperoncinis sat in my refrigerator. Oh, I'd pick at it every once in a while. But it was taking up space. And you know, space is at a premium in a refrigerator when you've got all the other things in there. And eventually I think that jar of pepperoncinis was poured down the drain, and you know, you can only make so many antipasto salads. But I do like shopping at Costco. Costco has 646 club membership stores in the U.S. Don't forget they're in Puerto Rico. Don't forget they're in the U.K. Don't forget they're in Mexico. I've actually been in a Costco in Mexico. Don't forget they're in Australia, and don't forget they're in Japan. But you know what? We just talked about Alaska Air, which has been growing their earnings by some 52% per year over the last 5 years. Costco, by contrast, has been growing its earnings by 14% per year. Now, here's a test. Is there a strong correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation? Well, we looked at Costco, or we looked at Alaska Air, and we saw that over the last 5 years, their earnings have been growing by 52% per year. And we also found that the stock has been appreciating by 67% per year ahead of its earnings growth. Let's take a look at how Costco's 14% earnings growth has translated into stock price appreciation. When I look at the last 5 years of Costco, it comes in at 22% per year returns for investors. And while that's better than the market, it pales in comparison to the stock price appreciation of Alaska Air. Why is that? Because Alaska Air's earnings have been growing at, what, 3 times? Almost 4 times the clip that Costco has been growing at. telling you, stock price appreciation and earnings growth go hand in hand. So while Costco has delivered growth and delivered stock price appreciation that's been greater than the market, it's not as good as some of the best stocks now. And that's why I call my whole system Best Stocks Now. My app is called Best Stocks Now. My radio show is called Best Stocks Now. My newsletter is called Best Stocks Now. Is Costco a best stock now? Well, when we take a look at the performance of Costco over the long haul, and when I compare it against the other almost 3,900 stocks in my database right now, Costco gets a performance grade of B. Do I want an ice skater at the Olympics that gets a performance grade of B? Do I want to go to a show, a live show, and the band gets a performance grade of B? All right, I'm just saying. Now let's take a look at recently. Momentum. How's the recent performance and the recent momentum over the last 1 year? Costco gets a momentum grade of C minus right now. Well, okay, do I want to eat at a Mexican restaurant with a C minus health grade on the window, or a Chinese restaurant with a C minus kitchen? I don't know about that. I think I'll go down the street. Costco over the last 1 year is absolutely flat. Now, let me say something about Costco. It's a consumer stock. It's a retail stock. For whatever reason, and here's another indicator in my opinion, okay? Yesterday they talked about why interest rates are so low right now. And I said, my opinion is I think it's because the economy is grinding to a halt. And I think that shows up in the consumer stocks. When you get a chance, look at a chart of Costco. It looks terrible. Look at a chart of American Eagle. Look at a chart of Abercrombie and Fitch. Look at a chart of Tilly's. Look at a chart of some of the other big retailers out there. And see how poorly they are doing here in 2014. Some of the greatest stocks of all time. Dollar Tree. TJ Maxx. Ross Stores. They're all doing horrible right now. I have absolutely no exposure to retail at all in my portfolios. Now, I can't say that about the last several years. There's been times when I did really, really well in Ross Stores. I've done really, really well in TJ Maxx. It was one of the biggest winners I ever had. Dollar Tree, I made 142% in. Tractor Supply was one of the biggest winners I ever had. But for the last 12 months, for the last 18 months actually, retail stocks have been absolutely dead in the water. And they're not getting better. They're getting worse. That tells me, now I could be wrong, but that tells me that this 5-year, 3-month-old expansion in our economy is grinding to a halt. And I look at interest rates at where they're at right now, and I say there's just something that doesn't add up right now. And yesterday, all of these economists came to the conclusion that they don't know why interest rates are so low. Well, I'm here to give my 2 cents. I think it's because the economy is grinding down to a halt. Therefore, we have to really be a stock picker right now. We can't just go with companies that have done well in the past. We have to go with companies that are flourishing in this environment right now, like Alaska Air, which I talked about a little while ago. Costco, which gets a performance grade of B, which gets a momentum grade of C, and in a market that wants cheap stocks right now, Costco's trading at 22 times forward earnings. Not a stock that I like right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? We are in a sideways market. Oh, it's not the end of the world. We got so spoiled last year. Years like that don't come along very often. But it was a great year in 2013 as the stimulus, the last dose of stimulus was being applied to the markets. And the market went on one big last rally that carried it at to near all-time highs and a gain of 29% in the S&P 500. That was 2014. This is 2014. And then all of a sudden in March, February, everything came to a screeching halt. We had about a 10-15% sell-off, and now we're going sideways. We're in a sideways market right now. How to handle a sideways market? Well, number one, remember that over time, over the long haul, the market's averaged about 8-10% per year. And it has years where it way outperforms the averages, and it has years where it way underperforms the averages, but over time, things have a way of working themselves out. The market's not really a short-term vehicle, although last year it certainly was. The market is much more of a long-term vehicle. We're trying to build equity here. We're trying to take advantage of the good times in the market when they come along. And then we're trying to protect, and we're trying to do whatever we can when the lulls in the market come along, and they will come along. And thirdly, we're trying to protect from those big bears when they eventually come along. 2007, 2008 was a very good example of a market that was down 50%. Ouch! You got to protect against events like that. So my job here as a money manager is threefold. Number one, to make money, to make hay as much as I can while the sun is shining in the market. And then number two, when the market starts to go sideways or when the market corrects, try to make the right decisions, not to panic, keep a steady hand on the wheel, and look for other opportunities because markets shift all the time. They go from sector to sector. They go from asset class to asset classes. And there's times that come along like this year where we really don't have any kind of a meaningful trend in anything. The only meaningful trends that I see right now, and these are the trends that I'm trying to squeeze as much out of as I possibly can, but I also realize that I have to be patient with these trends. These aren't hot trends. These aren't hot money, like the biotechs were last year, or like the social media stocks were last year. It takes a while for an entire country like Brazil to get going, but it's moving in the right direction. It takes a while for India, which just had a major, major sea change in the last couple of weeks with their election, to really get traction and start going. But I think that over the next several years, there's a lot more opportunity lying there than there is right now here at home. We have gotten a little bit on the expensive side. My forward PE ratio of the 3,900 stocks that I follow in the U.S. right now is about 19. And as we look around the world, forward PEs around the world are more in the 9, 10, 11 area. There's much more value out there. And the momentum, remember, I like value and I like momentum. the momentum is starting to shift away from the Dow, which is flat on the year, to other areas of the world. I think just a smattering across the world in an emerging market mutual fund or an emerging market index or an emerging market exchange traded fund makes a lot of sense right now. This is a major sea change for me. I was highly recommending against investing in the emerging markets until about March, April of this year. I had been out of those markets for over 2 years, and those markets suffered mightily. India got clobbered. Latin America got clobbered. Russia got clobbered. China went nowhere, been drifting lower. And now I believe that the tide has shifted. And while the tide is kind of going out here in America, even though you hear the headline, oh, another record high for the S&P 500, take a look at the Dow and the NASDAQ. They're even for the year. And the internals on our stock market look downright ugly. Look at the consumer sector. Look at the internet sector. Look at the biotech sector. Look at other sectors of the market that are just not doing very well. There's only a few groups in the market sectors in the U.S. market that are really flourishing here. The transportation sector is flourishing. I continue to talk about truckers. I continue to talk about railroad stocks. I continue to talk about airline stocks. The energy patch, it's not really on fire or red hot, but I like the prospects there. And the trend is a lot better, and on a relative basis, the energy stocks look a lot better to me than the internet stocks right now. So I have a heavy exposure to energy. And lastly, like I say, these markets outside of the U.S. So while we have a sideways market right now, about all you can do is be patient. Stand by your convictions. Watch it on a daily basis. I think eventually these trends are going to start to pick up a little bit of steam. I think it's going to be a little bit longer before the average investor out there realizes that this run in U.S. stocks is probably over for now, and it's cooled off considerably, and it's going to be a while before they really start to recognize that things are going on outside of that small cap, mid cap area of the U.S. that took so long. So I've been positioning myself in other areas of the market. And sometimes you have to just sit and wait patiently. And eventually, here comes the investors gobbling up areas of the market that you're already positioned in. So yeah, I know sideways markets are no fun. A Dow that's up 22 cents so far this year is not real exciting, but that's part of being an investor. Just like buying your home, it doesn't go up every year, but if you're patient over time, if you're in a good neighborhood, if you bought it at a good price, things are going to start moving once again. I'm pwstreet.com. Get the newsletter for this weekend. And if you'd like to talk to me, I'm 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.